When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. It is a cool, crisp day here in Houston. Ooh. The roads are Thanksgiving Day roads. If you're up with us this week, let us know, man. Hit us on the 5-Hour Energy fan line. 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610.
What do you mean up with us this week?
And football super fans. Let me get that read in. And football
super
fans.
I'm sorry, Sean.
That's okay.
But I would have forgotten my question and I would have remained confused. You mean just anybody in general?
Yeah,
with us? Okay.
The roads are light anyways this time of day, but they were exceptionally light this morning. Come and get me, officers. I didn't stop at any red lights this morning. You know, there's nobody out there this week. So that's what it's Thanksgiving week. It's getaway week, that kind of thing. So if you're up with us, and I think people are still, a little miffled over Sunday's game. So I was out last night. I had my appearance, the Monday Night Football steak night over at Legacy Cigars and Lounge. Shout out to Legacy Cigars and Lounge and everybody who was out there. We had a great time. People are still, at least as of Monday night football kickoff last night, Texan fans still very upset over the loss to the Titans on Sunday. That is not going away anytime soon. And D'Amico even said as much on the coach's show last night. He said, "Man, I hope these guys feel it all week long, this loss to the Titans."
Where usually he says, "Flush it."
That's right. He ain't flushing this one. He's letting this one float around in the toilet for a while.
There's it's a delicate balance you have to try to find in coaching. Where, you know, how much to hammer the bad feelings versus propping guys up. And I was watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood yesterday.
Okay.
And have you seen the movie, Sean?
I've not. Nope.
Oh, it's a great movie. Anyway, there's a scene there where Leonardo DiCaprio plays an actor in the 1960s, and there's a scene, he's kind of washed up. He's getting to that point in his career where they're casting him in the villain role in all the TV shows and everything. So he's, his show is gone, and he's at that. He's like having a midlife crisis, as actors go. And there's a scene where he kind of, when he hits bottom, he forgets his lines in the middle of a scene, and he goes back to his trailer. And he just tears into himself, like flips out. He's looking in the mirror. He's saying, "You're a piece of crap. You got to know your," and it's hard to watch, man. You can see he's really going through it. And yet it's kind of the pivot point to where he realized, like, oh, I've got to, and he ends up putting in an incredible performance.
Right.
He studies his lines.
Okay.
He's so miserable and he hates himself so much and he knows he's better.
Okay.
And then he goes out and he nails it. And it's, without any spoilers, like it starts to move up from after that eventually. That's where the Texans are right now.
Yeah.
They are in their moment where they just, okay, yeah, you got to hate yourself a little bit.
Yep.
You got to feel the pain. And it's all right. You know, you don't want to live your life that way. But it's all right to hate yourself every now and then. We forget that sometimes.
No, it is.
In this era where it's great. It's great. Mental health is a focus. You're trying to feel better. Self-esteem, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Part of extreme success is, at times, absolutely hating yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
You got to rebound from it.
Yes.
But you need that low point. And I feel like, okay, yes. At this point, the Texans need to hate themselves a little bit.
I think collectively, as a group, you nailed it. They're at the once upon a time in Hollywood stage. I guess the question would be, if we drill down to the individuals, do the individuals who most need to have that conversation with themselves have it in themselves to look in the mirror and scream and pull their hair out at how they're playing?
I think I think a lot of them do.
Do you?
I think one of the biggest conundrums right now is that, you know, I feel like Bobby Slowick probably doesn't shy away from criticism or anything and critiques himself. But the problem is, I'm saying this almost without emotion and just looking at it and trying to remove all emotion and anger from it. It's time to make some kind of a change and figure out, A, if this is the way, if they want to just stand by Bobby Slowick no matter what, you got to fix Bobby Slowick. Put him up in the booth, something. Change something or somehow the way the play calling and the game planning is going. Or B, just go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off and make a change. Because there are too many times where individual players out there look like they don't have the answers. And they're not playing up to the same level that I've seen them play previously in their career.
Yeah.
Dalton Schultz drives me insane. And yet there's a part of it where I'm like, and you can see it in his body language after some plays. He's looking at the sideline like, what was I supposed to do there?
Yeah.
And you see it all across the board. There's something being lost between the theory and philosophy and then how it's being called and how it's being played during the game.
That
all speaks to this guy is not getting it done. Bobby Slowick is not, you know. So that's where we sit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, I'll let you know when I finish Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay, it sounds good. I love the
analogy. I've watched it a couple times already, but it's such a long movie that I've forgotten a lot of things.
Is it a long movie? I'd love to go watch it. It sounds like something I would like, but you know me. I've got a shot clock when it comes to movies.
It's a fictionalized version. It's a fictionalized story about Charles Manson, Sharon Tate murders.
But
it's really interesting. So they take a lot of artistic license, and it's really good. It's really good.
Based on a true story. I got
it. It's also one of those movies. I think it's awesome, but it's also, as long as, if you'd make a movie about filmmaking, the critics and the writers and everything all go gaga over it.
I feel like
it gets a little bit rated higher than it should, just because all the film nerds are like, oh, yes, I get that reference. Yeah. Oh, people watching probably don't even know that actor, but I do.
Masturbation, we call that. Masturbation. let's get to D'Amico. It's funny you bring that up about, you know, something's got to change. That was the very first question yesterday at his press conference. Like, what's going to change here?
Yeah, for us, we just got to go do it. Like, we got a lot of cleaning up to do, which we go through the film, and our guys understand what we have to do. But we just have to go do it. Like, as I told our guys, we don't need a big meeting. Nothing needs to be said or talked about. We just got to go do our job.
I don't know. Jimmy Ward said in the post game the other day they might need another players-only meeting. It sounds like I know
the players. Nobody. This is the first rule. This needs to be the first rule. Ben, put this within a book of my advice to NFL players based on previous experience.
Yes.
The first rule. Let's speak about another Brad Pitt vehicle, because Brad Pitt is in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which is why Brandy thinks it's a better movie than it actually is. But he's shirtless for a spell too.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Look, I'm at an age where I don't care. If the juices are up, good.
Yeah. She ain't going anywhere.
She's like, why are you always recommending all these Brad Pitt movies? I don't know. There's no ulterior motive here.
Not at
all. He's a hell of an actor.
That's right.
Okay, what was the point?
You were going somewhere with that. I was just going to say you were going somewhere. I don't know.
It'll come to me eventually.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right. So a lot of people checking in saying good morning. Good morning to all of you. Morning, y'all. Up with you every day on the 5-Hour Energy Fan Line. Still here, bright and early. Appreciate you guys. That's good. Slow it got rid of the hat. Is this not the change that you want? Would you recommend?
CJ's hair, was CJ wearing his hair as long as it's been the last?
It's gotten longer. It's definitely gotten longer.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, the hair's going to get longer over time, but I don't
remember.
He's
wearing it longer, yeah.
The last couple of weeks is the first time I noticed it kind of flowing out of his hair.
He's definitely wearing it longer.
I'm like, all right, that seems like Justin Herbert, there seems to be a Hercules-type thing to whether he has long hair or not.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
I think I'm for the long hair, even though it's not showing results right now.
Where are you on hatless Slowick? I said on my
theory podcast. Was that his brain, kind of like your testicles, need to be like 3 degrees lower than your body temperature to operate properly.
Sure.
I think maybe your brain is that way too.
Maybe
the sports scientists were like, "Hey, your brain's running a little too hot.
Yeah,
let's get rid of the hat and just let's release. It's like a car radiator.
Yeah,
you got to remove some heat from the engine to keep it functioning properly.
As someone who has gone through many traumatic phases of hair myself, I've settled in now on just having no hair, because then nobody asks, should you wear a hat, should you not? I would go back to the hat if I were Bobby. He doesn't look very football-like without that. He looks more football-like with the hat.
But he looks like such a little kid with the hat.
He does. I know. There's not a good solution here. That's the better of the two solutions, is that he wear a hat. I would say he wear a hat, but wear like a collared shirt. Don't wear the long baggy sleeves that you see the skateboard kids wearing. The combo
that's what
of the
it does. He
the
looks
combo,
like a little skater kid,
the combo,
doesn't he?
The combo of the flat brimmed ball cap and the baggy long sleeves that come down, the sleeves that don't, if you do long sleeves, Bobby, if you're listening, have them end it like right above your wrist. Don't have them end like in the middle of your hand, so that your thumb is tucked up underneath, so that the shirt looks two sizes too big on you.
I know. I think he needs to lean into it. I think he needs to wear the hat sideways or backwards, make it even bigger.
He's vaping in between plays.
Yeah,
he's sucking on a vape in between.
And he needs to have like big baggy. He's got to be wearing Dickies. You know, or Carhartt, some try hard little, I'm a working man type of thing. Yeah. He needs to have big baggy Dickies And but his hat's sideways.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if that the first question of the press conference to D'Amico is what changes have you made? And he lists all of those changes.
Bobby signed a deal with Carhartt.
Bobby's gonna. We talked to Bobby like with a straight face though, like D'Amico did. Like we had good conversations with Bobby, and he decided he's gonna shorten the sleeves on his shirt and go back to the ball cap, and you know maybe kind of lean into him. We got him an endorsement with Dickies. Yeah.
I always wonder, man. I'm old enough to have lived through a couple stages now where Carhartt becomes a hot brand. Mm-hmm. And I always just, it's always so funny because like the people who are wearing Carhartt fashionably, like some kid, you know, some kid at Choate or something, right, versus like the people that wear Carhartt every damn day.
Yes.
I didn't realize I was a fashion icon. As I was back when I was waking up at 3:30 a.m. to go scrape manure on the farm, I didn't realize that one day I would be such a fashion icon.
So
I always felt on the old skid steer at 3:30 a.m. I was like, yeah,
oh man,
this is gonna get me some.
We're off and running on a Tuesday, as you can tell. We've got injury news for the Texans that we've got to get into here. This could be a really important one. How much danger are the Texans in right now of blowing this lead in the AFC South? I did a little digging yesterday, and there was one particular thing that makes me very, very concerned. We will tell you what that is. We'll get into that in the next segment. Stay there. You're listening to Payne and Pendergast. Appreciate you guys getting up with us on a holiday week here on a Tuesday. Stay there.